This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons
on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, you are listening to the Newsish show. I'm, of course, Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons.
Hello.
Coming up on today's show, we'll be looking at the headlines from the broadsheets. That'll be followed by political correspondence from German Rob, but really through Mark. Then it's Mark Simmons' joke of the week. We'll be talking to my mum to find out her local gossip. Then it's sports news with my dad. We'll also be looking at the tabloid headlines. And then getting the weather from our special guest comedian, Ed Knight.
Wow.
And of course, we'll be talking about this evening's World Cup game.
Yeah, we will.
If you're listening to this on podcast,
yesterday's World Cup.
Well, at any point, we don't know when they're listening to it.
2 days ago.
Do they? You just don't know.
Yeah.
They could be going back through the episodes from years ahead.
Yeah.
Let's not get into that.
Let's give the date.
What?
We'll give the date so they know.
Do you know the date? Go.
No.
No, no one ever knows.
Third.
Huh?
Third?
Whatever. Right.
What is it? Yeah, it's the third.
Brilliant! What a great start.
Yes,
to the show, Mark. Mark, what you been up to?
What have I been up to?
Yes.
Had a nice weekend in Brighton. We
we gigged together.
We did. That was nice.
So, for new listeners, when I toured, Mark used to be my support act, and Mark would go on first, do 20 minutes. So we haven't really gigged with each other since the tour, have we?
No.
So we're doing a club gig. I went down to Brighton, and Mark was on, and. Mark wears a suit for
it wasn't a full suit.
He puts on a blazer, he puts on a shirt.
Yeah.
And just a bit of green, what we call green room banter.
Oh, I forgot about this.
I just said, did someone help you, you know, pick out that suit? He said no, and I said, I didn't think so. And he attacked me.
I didn't attack you, I gave you a dead leg.
He attacked me.
I gave you an old-fashioned dead leg.
And I was on the floor. In agate, a roundhouse kick.
No, it was not a roundhouse kick. It was a little knee to the...
It was a little knee. He does taekwondo. He is a professional, violent man. And he took this little knee. I was in agony.
You weren't in agony.
I was in agony. He tried to injure me before I went on so that he could have a better gig than me. But did he injure me? Yes, he did. But I went on and I was brave and I still destroyed it. You will not stop me. Yeah, so it's
so good. That happened.
Fantastic.
Lovely.
Loved your stuff.
Oh, thanks, man.
So I know it's one thing.
What's that?
Oh, I went to the back of the room to watch you.
Yeah. I was at the side at occasions, but I...
No, I came off and you were just talking to John Hastings
about
who was
wrestling
on the bill. Just wait, you know, I thought it'd be both ways, support both ways. I watched you.
No, I did see
which someone
yours.
Tweeted saying, oh, look, it's nice to see Sean supporting the other comics. And then when I was on, nothing.
The trouble is, though, Sean... The trouble is, I thought that, you know... John Hastings would think I was rude if I just got up and left mid-conversation, so I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
But I did see some of yours.
Okay.
New stuff, great stuff. Really good.
There we go, it's better.
Go watch Sean's show in Edinburgh and on tour. I won't be on tour, but it's still good.
Yeah.
The other thing I was going to say...
Come on.
Last week when I left the station, went to King's Cross...
After this show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just on the outside bit...
Outside?
Outside. And all of a sudden, heard screech of a car.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden heard, get down on the ground! Get down on the ground!
Oh,
I turned around.
My God, you had time travel back in time to World War II.
Yes!
What happened? Go on.
Turn around, five policemen with big-ass guns.
No!
Two people
what?
On their fronts down.
What?
And they're going, don't move! Get on the ground! Get on the ground!
Why were they doing that to you?
I got on the ground. It wasn't even meant to be.
No, go on. This is insane.
Yeah. Just these two little...
two little what?
Little dudes.
Little dudes.
Just little, like...
Dudes.
They looked like
as
teenagers.
If they were dudes.
What do you mean, dudes?
Dude is not the right word for a man that's on the ground that has five guns pointed at his head.
But my instant thought was...
Dude is like some bloke with long blonde hair.
No, it wasn't that.
It looked like me.
Yeah.
But
when you looked at them, you thought, they've got the wrong people. That's my natural response was...
Well, hang on a second, Mark. What? That does beg the question. What would the person have looked like if they got the right person?
Mean.
Oh, mean.
Yeah, they look like young, innocent people.
What looks
I know
like
what you're getting at. And they were.
What?
I don't know how to... Asian. Is that a right word to use? But they were. But that, my instant thought wasn't, oh, they must have done it. My instant thought was, they look like they haven't done it.
Done what?
Whatever it is they've done wrong. They just didn't look innocent.
Right, they looked innocent.
And then you've got these women with prams with their children in there.
Yeah.
Just like next to it, staring. I'm like, move your kids out of the way.
Were people filming?
I didn't see that. Because I was concentrating on my filming.
Right. That's terrifying.
Yeah. Just out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's strange that wasn't reported in the news. I didn't see it.
I don't know.
Yeah. You could have filmed that and sent it to the BBC online.
You know what? Are you someone that would think film when something mad's happening?
I saw a huge fight on Sunday night.
Did you?
Yeah.
In Brighton?
Yeah.
And did you film it?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you post it?
No, I didn't post it. I didn't want to get anyone in trouble. But I crossed the road, made some space, sat back, enjoyed myself.
Bloody love a street fight.
What? Who? How many people?
The funniest bit was when there was a bloke that I'd been talking to earlier in the night called Leroy. And where I was so far back, I had quite a sort of objective view of the thing, right? A woman sort of, I think accidentally got hit.
Right.
By a bloke.
Right, okay.
There's so many people you couldn't really work out. But this bloke, Leroy, saw this wicket. He had nothing to do with the fight. And I just watched him walk all the way round and punch this bloke. Should I be enjoying this as much as I am?
The one... Well, if he's the hero...
Everyone likes watching
the hero. He was a hero.
And that's like, yeah, in a film, it would be all right to watch that and enjoy it.
Fine. There you go.
Yeah.
Cool.
Why did you not go and save the woman?
What?
Why did you not go and save the woman in distress?
Because, Mark, actually, I was making sure that there was evidence. Recording the evidence of the fight.
And what have you done with it?
Huh?
The evidence.
I'll just put it on the WhatsApp group.
You don't get Leroy into trouble.
Huh?
You don't get Leroy into trouble.
No, Leroy was lovely.
Mm.
Give me a cigarette. So, right, okay.
Yeah.
England. Let's talk about that before we look at the
let's talk about that.
The other stories, because that's the big thing. That's what everyone's thinking about.
World Cup's doing my head in, mate.
What?
I was really enjoying it.
What do you mean?
I've had two gigs cancelled this week.
That's hilarious.
That's not hilarious. That's my livelihood, mate. Is there a cancellation fee? Is there shit off? No, there's not.
Shit off?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
No. So, yeah. So, now, Thursday and Friday, anyone listening, if you've got any gigs.
Oh, my God.
Comedian for hire.
So, come on. You must be excited. England
I'm
tonight.
I'm watching it tonight.
Colombia. Where are you going? Are you a pub guy?
No, my brothers, and watch it with my little nephews.
Barbecue.
I don't they might put on some snacks.
What, you're just going to sit around and watch it in the living room?
I'm not in charge.
Have you not gone to the pub yet and you soak up the atmosphere?
No, I haven't yet.
That's what it's about!
I've had gigs, all the England games have had gigs, I think, so far.
Right.
And so I've gone over to my brother's. I watched the Russia game.
Spain.
Penalties. That was exciting.
Penalty shootout. Do you know what the penalty shootouts have taught me during this World Cup?
What have they taught you?
Yeah.
Go first.
That I'm not psychic.
Oh, right. Do you thought Spain were going to win?
Oh, bottom left. Bottom left. Ah, he's gone right. Oh, bottom right. Ah, he's gone top left. Yeah. Okay. That's all that happens during a penalty shootout.
Yeah.
They basically go the opposite of where
Here's
I say.
Here's my question.
Yes.
Do they pick which way they're going to shoot, or do they wait to see where the goalkeeper moves? Because if they do that, that's pretty clever, isn't it?
What?
Like waiting to see where the goalkeeper moves and then put
it
the other
way. Well, that's got a term that I forgot that I was told yesterday. But there's a... You. Most people say... Do not change your mind. You know where you're going to hit it immediately, and that's where you go for.
Yeah.
That's
who's the most famous Spain guy that scored? I think he scored third. He did a really good penalty where he went really fast and then he slid right down.
Ramos.
That was good.
Captain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't like him though, but it's a good one.
Okay, so predictions?
Predictions. What? Who? Tonight's score?
For England, Colombia.
2-1.
How far do you think 2-1 to England? Do you not really care? You don't seem to care.
I'm not into it yet. I haven't watched any of it, so that's the trouble.
That is... You know, people are saying it's the best World Cup of all time.
Are they? I'm a bad influence, though. Not influence, that's the wrong word. But whenever I've watched England in the past, they always lose.
No, that's just England. That's what they do. I don't think they'll win tonight.
You don't?
No.
Do you think they lost on purpose against Belgium?
Well, they didn't lose on purpose, but they, you know, they didn't put out their strongest team.
So they lost on purpose.
No, you can.
Why would they put? Oh, were they saving the players for the...
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah. And so did Belgium.
Yeah.
They put out their B teams.
It's a bit stupid, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Colombia will win. I hope they don't.
Do you?
It's just so exciting. The atmosphere, you go, it brings everyone together. Yeah. It's a wonderful feeling that suddenly... All the people, I mean, it's football. All the people in wherever you are, in the establishment where you are, yeah. you know, the pub, we all want the same thing to happen, and that brings people together.
Yeah, and fight on Sunday night.
No, but there's no England game. Come on.
Is that why? But do you think it'll count?
I've lost a bit of respect for you not watching the England games and getting involved. You're not excited tonight. It's going to be amazing.
I'm looking forward to spending it with my nephews watching it.
Oh,
and they're excited.
All right, cool.
But I've lost work.
Huh? Who cares?
I care.
Work isn't everything, Mark. You've got to enjoy your life. What are you going to remember? What are you going to remember in 10 years' time?
Oh, the World Cup?
Yes! Right. Okay. So, headlines? Move on to the headlines?
Yes.
Right, well, the Times have got Federer and Nets' record-breaking sponsorship deal worth £230 million. That's at the top of the page.
Sorry?
Yeah.
How much?
£230 million. Uniqlo.
Hang on, so he gets given free shit and gets paid all that money?
Yeah, £230 million. He's left Nike to go and earn £230 million
over
pounds
in one whack.
Well, I don't know how he's paid, but yeah,
200
10-year contract. Right?
10 years.
I don't
he's
really
why
this is on the
long.
Front page of the Times, but it is.
There's no way he's playing in 10 years' time.
No, he's not. It's taking him into his retirement. It's because they want to promote their brand to middle-aged men.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
They're not going to sell enough to make that back.
They're what?
They're not going to sell enough to make that money back.
No, I know.
How are they going to make any money?
Are you affected by sponsorship? Have you ever done anything? Because, you know, like when Beck, for example, slightly different from a sponsorship, but when, like, Beckham, you know, would get his hair cut.
Then
I remember everyone at school would, you know, go and get the Beckham haircut. Were you ever someone that was influenced by,
celebrity? I wanted to look like Sting from wrestling when I was at school. I used to have spiky hair like his.
what? Where
Yeah. That was when I was a kid. Yeah.
How old?
But that's the same sort of thing, isn't it? You look up to someone and you just want to.
Well, they're called influencers, aren't they, on YouTube?
So who?
So he is now. His total earnings, including prize money, will increase to an estimated £76 million a year, making him the fourth highest earning athlete behind the boxer Floyd. Can you guess? I've given it away. Floyd Mayweather and the other two. Who are the other two highest earners in sport? World sport.
Oh, can you tell me what the sports are?
No.
Oh.
Because you'll get it instantly.
Will I know?
Yes.
Is it any of those same sports?
What?
Is it any of those same sports again?
Is it boxing or tennis?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Footballer?
Yeah.
I don't know who's the most. Ronaldo?
It's obviously Ronaldo.
I said
you
that. Pigeon shit.
Messi. And Ronaldo.
Pigeon shit is Messi.
There you go. Other sponsorships
wow,
of his include Rolex and Moët and, I don't know how to pronounce that, Credit Suisse, whatever.
Have you ever been
sponsored?
It's
got a lot of sponsorship deals. Have I ever been sponsored?
Yeah.
No.
Our closest thing is we get T-shirts sometimes for filming.
Yes,
it's a bit like a sponsorship, isn't it?
Yeah, slightly. If you could, what would your sponsorship be? Bit of fun, bit of light fun today.
But I don't like. What do you mean by?
If you were like a huge name, you could probably get a spot. I think I'm just guessing, but like
the comedians get sponsored.
Russell Howard, would get like added. You know, he'd be given Adidas trainers. I think Chris Ramsey would be sponsored if you wear those clothes.
Nando's card.
I remember Romesh was sponsored by River Island.
Really?
Robert Ranganathan, yeah.
Nando's card.
I don't know if it's sponsored, actually. But he would get
Nando's
card. Because I don't want to put out wrong information, misinformation.
Card.
Nando's card, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you got... What would you be...
Nando's. That'd be so good.
What tracksuit? What sports company? What sports company would you want? Nike or Adidas?
Adidas.
Right.
Yeah, cool. Never been into Nike.
Yeah, no.
You?
Nike.
Oh, yeah, of course you are,
Gotta be Nike, mate.
Yeah, no, never.
Absolutely. I only buy Nike trainers because when I was a kid, all the children had like Nike trainers. All I wanted was Nike trainers and I didn't have them. My mum used to get me Seeker trainers.
Seeker?
Yeah.
I never heard of them.
No, it's because they're from Marks and Spencer's.
What?
I know, so everyone else had like...
Mark Spencer is quite good, though.
Well, yeah, but not for footwear.
I had high-techs.
It was embarrassing.
High-techs, mate.
High-techs?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
Okay. Cool.
Are they still around?
Don't know. Other headlines. Discredited, this is from The Guardian. Discredited gay cure therapies to be banned. So the government will take measures to end so-called gay conversion therapy as part of an action plan published today by its equalities office.
What do you mean? Conversion?
So,
I thought that was really old-fashioned.
Well, yes.
Well, it is old-fashioned, but I didn't think they still did it.
Yeah, apparently.
Like religious people.
Yeah, tends to be connected to certain religions. So
I'd love to know
if someone says they're gay, you know, certain groups will say this is an illness.
Illness.
And we'll give you some sort of therapy.
Right.
And we'll cure you from your gayness. And then you'll be straight.
What do you reckon they do? What would they do to stop
that
being...
That is a good question.
What therapy could you... Just like hypnotherapy?
Well, do you know what?
I've thought of one.
You know, like, if a dad... It's quite an old school approach. I don't think parenting like this would happen nowadays. But you know, if you got caught smoking... You know, if you got caught smoking, they would give you smoke like 100 cigarettes. So if they find out that you're gay, they bring you in and they absolutely destroy your back doors. And so you go, I could never do that again. But it'd work.
That's funny. That's really funny.
But yeah, so this is the thing. Yeah. One man who took part in sessions to cure him said the experience had left him suicidal. The 40-year-old man called Dean told ITV News that he underwent a combination of confession and prayers, supposedly to rid him of a gay demon.
He then
took part in sessions for others but became depressed and prayed to die. I'll do a voice for him. This is him talking. Imagine what Dean sounds like. I wanted
God to remove me from the world, to lessen my suffering and to lessen the suffering of those around me. At the time, I believed this was a demon being cast out of me. And I remember the next day waking up and thinking, I don't really know what that means now. Does it mean I'm a straight man now? Is that demon gone?
Did that is he demon Jamaican now?
Did that demon really exist, man?
So there you go.
So he thought he had a demon inside him.
He was gay.
Yeah, he is gay.
Dean is gay.
Dean's gay. Dean's gay. It's a place.
Yeah, so he went to... he went to get this therapy to be cured.
So he went to get it. So he thought he was...
Well, a lot of people get paranoid, don't they? It's not that they're necessarily... They're scared of what people will think of their homosexuality, and it's not necessarily that they don't want to be gay. It's they're scared of what other people think, so they want to go and get rid of it.
So they think there's one demon... in them, or is it one demon is sort of in charge of all of the gays? Like, do the religious people think it's a demon doing it, right?
Yeah, it's the devil going...
Oh, so the devil
is
putting a gay demon in each person?
Well, only at Halloween.
What?
Well, I just imagined a bloke dressed up as a demon, and, banging his boyfriend. God. Sorry. Anyway, there you go. It's good, though. What would you, before we move on to German Rob correspondence, I have a quick question.
Yeah.
What would you change about yourself? If you could go and get cured for something, what would it be apart from your ginger hair and your big goggly eyes?
Unbelievable.
And how sort of freakishly tall you are.
Unbelievable.
What would you get changed?
Slightly smaller feet.
Really?
Yeah, because it's a nightmare getting shoes. I find it stressful.
Really?
So that's why I usually just wear Converse. Because I know that they fit, and I just go, size 12, Converse.
Bloody
Bosch.
Hell.
But most places don't stock 12s.
12?
Yeah, so I'd have 11. If I could.
Fair, yeah, you don't look too small, you look weird.
Yeah, it would. Yeah. I'd fall over. What about you?
Smaller penis. So, just gets in the way, it's annoying. I don't know, what was that? I used to be really... When I was at school, a girl called Claire Jeffrey once, in like year 10, made a joke about my nose. And I wanted to get a nose job.
Nose.
I don't really mind anymore. I don't really care.
You didn't get it done.
No, I didn't. No, of course not.
If anything, you draw more attention to your nose now with your nose ring thing.
Yeah.
So it's maybe that's, you've got confidence.
I imagine that's something to do with it, perhaps.
Maybe.
You know.
What did she say?
Just, you got a big nose.
Really?
Yeah, and that, like, just messed me up for years. I'd always be, like, just looking in the mirror, just
Let's find her, and let's give her a complex. She's probably, I don't know, what was she like at school? Was she like a popular one?
Was she a popular one? I think so, yeah. Was she nice, though? No, she was nice. It was just, I don't think we fell out or something. Not seen her since, no.
I think she needs to apologise.
Were you ever given a complex by someone
live
saying anything?
No.
Live okay.
on air.
Right,
next
okay.
Next week. Listen in, tune in.
It's quite serious, that, isn't it? Yeah, giving a complex by someone. Tweet us in. Tweet us with, you know, the bullying.
Yeah, we'll have a bullying episode next week.
Right, Mark, German Rob. Then we're going to have a song. We'll come back, we're going to hear your joke of the week.
Yeah, German Rob's got a jingle though, Sean.
Is the jingle? No, the jingle's not there.
Shall we do one?
Fine. What, how's it going?
Oh, I don't know, I can't do German.
Is that German Rob? Go on.
Do you know any German?
Well, you do, Rob. Come on.
Ich habe einen Winkelmesser.
Mark, can you get on with German political?
Do you know what that
Rob?
Means?
Mark, come on!
I have a protractor.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right, just show.
So this is a section
German
of the
Rob.
Show where Mark's flatmate German Rob, who studies some sort of political thing, explains the political current affairs to Mark, and then Mark will try and translate, you know, the best he can.
Yep. South Sudan.
What?
South Sudan.
Yeah.
They are internationally the youngest country.
Right.
And they, in 2011, think they were given independence. And 2 years later, there was a civil war.
Right.
And then...
Yeah.
This week...
Yeah.
They had a peace agreement.
Yeah.
But they've had one before, so... And it didn't last very long.
This is a disaster. Come on.
But it's good because there have been.
No,
two,
don't look at your notes.
There are 2 million.
You're cheating. I'm taking your
numbers.
Notes away. Come on, what?
2 million people.
Mark, I don't know what you're talking about. No, I don't know what you're talking
about.
Let
me talk. There are 2 million. There are 2 million.
No idea.
There are,
no, what
2 million
you're
people
about.
Displaced.
Fine. I love it that you're mine.
There you go. That was I Really Like It by Our Girl. I like that
Our
song.
Our Girl?
Yeah.
That was nice. Very good. Chilled.
Very chilled.
Chilled.
Mark Simmons' Joke of the Week.
So this week I went and watched a new film called Tag. You should try to catch it.
Very good.
Thank you.
Like that. Right, okay, so it's now time.
If you want to hear about Tag, tune in next week to Filmish.
Oh, very good. Yep. Synergy. Getting the shows together.
Yeah, baby.
Yes, no, you can do that. Filmish. That's just a show like this, but about films.
And let's go on iTunes and let's give it a rate. probably a 5-star rating.
There was
a nice
we got
review.
Some good reviews.
We did, actually. John,
you sent them to me. I asked you to tweet them, but you didn't.
Yeah, well, I don't know about tweeting reviews. Like, I didn't know how to word it, so it doesn't look like you're sort of showing off.
But it's not showing off. It's about showing people that, look, people like it.
Yeah.
You might like it as well.
So what should you say when you tweet that? Look, people do like it.
Well, that's what I sort of do. I go, look, they've got good taste.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Yeah, all right, we'll do that then.
Anyway, so...
Hang on, do you want to know what they said?
If you're quick. That's not being quick. So, it's...
Never heard such drivel in my life. Tremendous. Keep it up, lads. Thumbs up. 5 stars.
Chris D. Thank you.
And the other one is, I enjoy laughing to this. This is a bit too much, isn't it?
Go on.
It's a bit too... No, but I mean, in general, just reading out reviews on here.
People... It's a bit boring.
They do it, but it might be a bit of people that do it. I don't know. It just says he lives in Germany and...
German,
he laughs out loud. No, it's not. It's Dan.
Right. Anyway, it's time for it's local news. Right, local news. You're not gonna believe what happened to me.
What happened this week?
Well, you know, it's the World Cup.
I do.
Right. So you know, Scotty.
Oh yeah.
Who lives on Tremendous Street?
Tremendous Street.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. He moved recently, didn't he? From C. Street.
No, don't know what you're talking about. Right, so Trevor...
Trevor?
What did I say?
Steve!
Scotty, I said Scotty.
Scotty,
it was on Tremendous Street, right?
Oh, yeah.
He said he'd have a barbecue for World Cup, right?
Oh, nice.
So we go around, right, and he ain't got a barbecue. He's expecting me to bring barbecue.
Oh, did he have food?
Nothing!
Nothing?
Didn't even have a garden!
Didn't even have a garden?
I swear to God, no garden.
Were you at his house?
Yeah.
Is it nice?
No, it's horrible.
What's wrong with it?
It's covered in walls, right? Yeah. Well, you know how messy he is.
Oh, really messy.
He likes all his film posters. He sticks them up with gravy.
He does.
He does.
Gravy.
Gravy.
Pisto.
Oh, no.
No.
Scott, World Cup Scotty.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, but that smells.
That's the weird thing. It doesn't. It's local news. Hi, Mum. How's it going?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very hot here. I suppose it must be mental in London. It must be so hot.
You can't use that word anymore, ma'am.
What?
Hot.
No, everything I say is wrong.
I know.
Crikey, bloody hell. I mean, this is getting, bloody political correctness is just so crap.
I don't joke. I think you can say mental. You probably can't say mental on the one show.
I'll tell you what, there's quite a few words I'd like to say, but I better not.
What? Don't say them. That sounds worrying.
Oh, I'm just in such a bad mood.
Why?
Oh, blimey.
What?
I suppose it's the hot weather getting to me.
I thought you liked the hot weather.
Well, I do, but...
it's a classic,
isn't it? Like the Peter Kay bit. I like warm, but not this warm. Have a Solero and shut the f*** up. Go on.
Yeah.
I thought you liked the heat, sitting out the front.
Oh, Christ, on that concrete. No, I'll frazzle.
Right.
It's just this street. I mean, honestly, it can be so boring and...
What do you mean boring, Mum? Like, it's a street, for God's sake.
Boring.
It's a street. I mean, do you know what I mean? What do you want to do?
Go to Tremendous Street. That's nice.
It was Trebenda, I was saying.
Oh, it's a Tremendous.
Actually, you know him as well, Dreadlock Chris.
Who? Dreadlock Chris?
Yeah.
Who the hell is Dreadlock Chris?
Oh, Sean, you know him.
No, I
because
don't.
Because he offered his flat in Manchester to you.
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
It's when you were poor, and he offered you
that's not that
place
long ago.
To stay.
To stay at his
in
house,
Manchester?
You must have been gigging in Manchester, Frog and Bucket or something.
I've never done Frog and Bucket. Why are we... Mum, are you sure that Dreadlock Chris
definitely.
Isn't making this up?
No, and you know him. You do, because when I've mentioned him, this is going back. Yes, you knew him.
Okay, big question. Does he have dreadlocks?
I was talking to someone, you know, and I was talking to Chris, and somebody said to me, God, you've got some weirdo friends. You know, like, what's so weird about him?
I don't know. I imagine it's the some people find dreadlocks weird, don't they?
Oh, get a life.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
God. You know, bloody
where's Dreadlock Chris live, then?
Huh?
Where's Dreadlock
Manchester.
Chris live?
He lives in Baden Road.
Oh. I've absolutely no idea who he is.
Like, yes, you do, because you know Phil, don't you? You know Phil.
Curly hair Phil.
No, the woman.
She's
the
got,
woman Phil.
She's got...
There's genuinely a woman on Baden Road called Phil.
Really? What's her full name?
Yeah.
Philippa.
Oh, listen to me.
Well done.
Well, you know she's got those children. They've all got... names, like unusual names.
Yeah, they've got unusual names, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah. Well...
So relatable.
Now, her partner is Dreadlock Chris.
Who Phil's partner?
Yes.
Is that the same bloke who used to run the record store in the lanes?
Oh, no, she's changed. She's changed.
Right.
No, she's with Dreadlock Chris.
Yeah,
but
never
the
met
guy
him.
We're
never
talking
met
about that got the record there, he was so nice, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Another nice guy. But see, people would find him weird as well.
See, I liked Phil because Phil had a multicoloured house, didn't she?
She's still got a multicoloured house.
Love it. Wow. Very hippie-ish, like, really
did she
cool.
Did she do that or was it already like it?
She did it.
Wow.
Cool, yeah. So last time we spoke to you, you were getting the house painted. How's that going?
Yes, and I tell you what, it looked, the hallway, the back room, the kitchen look fabulous. I'm going to do the front room, and it's not going to be green anymore.
What colour is it going to be? Don't say white.
No, it's not going to be white.
What's it going to be?
I don't know yet.
Oh, right.
I don't know. But, see, you either love the green or you hate it.
Well,
it's
yeah.
Like, a lot of people have loved it, and they said, oh, you're so brave. Brave? What, just because I painted it green? Oh, for goodness sake. See, that's what I mean. You know, funny people around here. Anyway. yes. So, I don't know what colour I'm going to paint the front room yet.
Okay.
I tell you what I've got. Oh, yeah. Go on. What were you going to say?
I was going to ask you about the World Cup, but tell us what you were going to say before we talk about the World Cup. What are you going to say?
Oh, well, I told you it last week that I've got sparkle paint.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm going to put, as you come in through the front door, the wall facing you, that's going to be all sparkles.
What colour?
Silver.
So you have a silver wall when you walk in.
Yeah.
Fine. Nice. So, have you been enjoying the World Cup? England, Colombia tonight. Who do you think's going to win?
England.
Okay.
It's Michael Nolan.
And I think they're going to win the World Cup.
Lovely.
Does
okay.
She?
Prediction
yeah.
from my mum.
Because we've got a nice, you know, young guy for a change,
all right,
you know, and
ooh.
I think we're going to do really well.
Okay, good. So where will you be watching that, and who will you be watching it
I
with?
I will be watching the game tonight.
You're not going to go to the pub or anything, soak up the atmosphere?
No.
Okay.
No, because I can't leave because of Gertrude.
Okay, fair enough.
And that's my dog, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. We all know it's your dog, Gertrude.
Yeah.
Our dog. So, Dad's not here for sports news.
No. Try and guess where he is.
The bookies.
I was going to guess that.
Yeah.
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 Is he betting on the World
and
Cup?
And I told him to get back quick so he could do the show, but he didn't seem all that interested.
Fair enough. Fine. It's good. Enthusiastic cast members. Okay, Mum, thank you very much. That's great. That's local news.
Right.
From my mum.
Okay, I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Hold on a minute.
No, you can't. You need to think of that before you come on. That's fine. That's enough. That's great.
Okay, then. Yeah. All right, then.
Thanks,
well,
Mum.
Bye. Ta-da. Bye. Bye. Sean,
love you.
Bye, Mark.
Local news from my mum there.
She was full of it today. It's lovely.
A bit energetic. It's the sun. It's the World Cup. She wasn't in a bad mood. No. I don't know what she was on about.
No. People always say that, don't they? They always moan about it, but...
Moan about what?
The weather.
I've not moaned about it once.
Haven't you?
Nope. Big fan of the sun.
I just have to lather up all the time. That's the only annoying thing with the sun.
Being a ginger.
Being a ginger.
Mark,
being a ginger.
Being a ginger.
Do we should do the whole show in that voice. I quite...
Marky Simons.
What's up?
Tell us the tabloid news. What's going on in the red world of the red tops?
There's quite a lot going on at the moment.
Come on.
Normal voice?
Yes, please.
So a student has been given a restraining order for threatening her lecturer by saying she's going to chop his willy off and...
What?
Stick it up his bum.
Sorry?
Yeah, she sent lots of threatening emails that she was going to chop his willy off and stick it up his bum.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but they've said, the court have said she's allowed to go to her Christian society at the uni or something. Right. Do you reckon she actually said willy? Willy doesn't seem like a threatening, you'd say cock, wouldn't you? You would, wouldn't you? You'd say, I'll chop your cock off. You're going to say, I'm going to chop your willy off. Do you know what I mean? Willy isn't Willy.
No. You don't get an erect willy.
You don't.
Do you know what I mean? You have a willy.
It's a flaccid willy.
And then you have cock. Like a horse doesn't have a willy, does it?
No.
A horse has a cock.
I've never heard anyone say a horse has a willy.
It doesn't.
No.
It has a cock.
Because it's got a big old cock.
Ian Moore said, the comedian Ian Moore once said that to me.
Oh, really?
A lot, yeah.
That's funny. He's a good comedian.
He's brilliant.
Have you ever had anyone threatened you before?
Threatened me?
Yeah.
I don't think they have. I mean, I've had, like, I think I did a gig once in Cambridge, of all places, and there was a football firm in, like the Cambridge Hooligans.
Really?
And they're in the crowd.
Are they posh?
No, you'd think so, wouldn't you? No, they sort of, I had to get the security to take me out the back, because they sort of...
Really?
I made a joke about the leader or something, and they said, like, you know, once he finds out, he ain't going to be happy that we get you after the gig.
What?
So I had to leave.
They said that when you're on stage, to you?
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
I was only on stage
for about 6 minutes.
Where was the leader?
He'd just gone to the toilet. I think he was really angry at what I'd said, and he'd gotten to calm down.
I don't know, sorry.
I know, it's a non-story, I'm sorry. I can't remember what I said.
Wow.
I was inexperienced. I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
what about you?
Threatens.
Have you ever had someone threaten to chop your willy off?
Has anyone threatened to chop my willy off? I don't think anyone has. No.
No.
No. I think... I don't really do many things to make people want to threaten me, I don't think.
No.
Well, I got mugged, didn't I? And I got threatened then.
You're always going on about that mugging.
You're always going on about it.
What are you on about? Come on, what's the other stories?
Another story. Kids... So a lot of nurseries are now banning children from...
What? Well, I mean, you're not going to have a nursery if you ban all of them. It's just a room with an adult sitting in it. Surrounded by lots of crap art.
Another story.
Come on.
So they're banning any toy weapons. What do you think about that?
Sorry, this is across the UK?
Most nurseries.
You think that would be in the broadsheets? It's quite interesting.
Yeah, I mean...
So no more plastic swords off Santa!
What do you mean?
Do we get a plastic sword off Santa? That's my favourite.
No, what are you talking about? That's just a present that they've just decided...
What
do you mean? That's not a thing.
What?
Plastic toy. Santa, that's not a thing that Santa gives all the kids. That's just...
That's what Santa always gave me.
Yeah, that's because that's what you wanted.
Well, I don't think I said... Oh, maybe my mum told him and then he gave me a plastic sword. Is that what happened?
I think that's what happened.
You've ruined my childhood.
So you got a plastic sword every year?
Yeah, do you remember you, like, queue up, you sit on Santa's lap?
Oh, yeah.
And then it unzip it... No. And then it gave you a gift.
Yeah, but...
I always got a plastic sword.
Never got a sword.
What did you get?
Do you know what? I don't think... I don't remember.
You did get taken... Did you not get taken?
Yeah, I did, but I can't... It's crappy presents, I think.
I loved them.
But swords... That's not... So they're saying all weapons. Yeah. Sword, there aren't swords anymore. So
what do you mean there aren't swords
so
anymore?
So kids play with swords. That's not going to encourage them to get a sword and chop someone in half.
Knife.
Yeah, but that's a smaller sword.
No.
So it doesn't count. No. Don't let them play with knives, toy knives, but swords I think is fine.
When I was a kid, I've probably said this on here before, I stole two daggers from a weapon shop.
You haven't said that, and that's really terrifying.
Yeah.
Like real daggers.
Yeah, there was a weapon shop. And what we did is, yeah, we're very naughty kids. We went to the back of the room.
Where's a weapon shop?
There was a weapon shop in Brighton. Yeah, or especially like martial arts shop.
Right.
That had like those sorts of weapons, like nunchucks and stuff like that.
Are you trying to be Raphael?
Yeah, that's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle for anyone that doesn't know.
Yeah. What colour was Raphael?
Purple.
No, it was green.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was. He's a turtle. He's green.
Oh, my God. It's pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. Woo! Coincidentally, by the way, there has been a rise in the use of machetes in gang crime.
All right, take it back. Don't let him use it.
There you go.
I forgot about machetes.
Yeah.
What? So machete's a sword. It's just like a cool way of saying a sword.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. So do you think that's a good thing? The toy
yes,
guns?
But I
you
do.
Could just use your fingers, couldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
What's the difference?
It's not the same. You've got a toy gun. That feels better, doesn't it?
When you used to, like, use your toy gun with your fingers, did you have, like, your finger on the trigger?
Right.
Or did you actually do that?
Hang on.
Because I used to have my fingers straight and just...
Oh, God, we've gone full Partridge.
I used to...
put out your two...
with two fingers.
And
then I used to just move the top... my thumb to shoot, which is stupid.
Yeah. I was always more worried when someone actually looked like they were holding an invisible gun, because I used to get paranoid. Are they holding an invisible gun? they weren't. No, they weren't, and it wasn't loaded. I'll tell you what was banned from my school.
Banned?
Like, yeah, when I was very young.
Right.
Acting out... Ghostbusters or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That was banned?
Yeah.
Why is that banned?
It was a Catholic school. I think the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles one was encouraging violence, but I didn't understand the Ghostbusters one. So I'm saving everyone.
But do they believe in ghost Catholics?
The spirit.
And they probably don't want you putting them
in
a box.
Don't want you to catch Jesus.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Jesus came to visit. He's back. He returns. And then suddenly...
Ghostbusters
get him. Get shit! Oh, that'd be amazing!
So I think that must be what they're worried about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might catch Jesus. That's so funny.
I think
Egon, quickly! Two in a box, ready to go. We be fast and they be slow! That's from Ghostbusters 2.
Yep.
Machete is a broad blade used either as an implement, like an axe, or in combat, like a short sword.
Hmm. The only things that got banned at my school were bulldog in the playground.
Yeah, I think that was banned, yeah.
And
I went to a Catholic primary school at one point. And we weren't allowed to use life size, like normal size footballs. We had to play with a tennis ball.
Oh, that's rubbish.
Yeah, I know.
Why is that?
Don't know.
Oh.
Come on, have a tabloid story before we.
The other thing was wrestling playing cards. You know, you used to get those cards where you used to collect them.
Yeah.
They banned.
Why were they banned wrestling?
Because people were trading them, and people were like, some of the cleverer kids were sort of ripping off the stupid kids. And going, yeah, I'll give you that one if you give me those five or whatever.
Oh, no.
And then there were fights.
Oh, did you ever complete anything that was, like, collectible when you were a kid? Like, remember, I'll tell you what I once completed.
Albums.
Do you remember the Kellogg's wrestlers? That you get, like, Tony the Tiger and all that?
Wrestlers, though?
It was, like, all the Kellogg's characters.
No, I didn't ever remember them.
Oh, I completed
you collected
that.
All of them?
Yeah, it's amazing.
No, Panini sticker up. I don't think I ever did complete one.
I also collect. This is how much I love the Spice Girls. Do you remember the Spice Girls photo album? Instead of a sticker
of course
book,
I
they
don't.
Had a photo album. What is wrong with you?
What do you mean they have a photo album?
Do you remember this? Thank you.
Who are you talking to, Sean?
A big producer. Right, so instead of a sticker book, they had a photo album. It was all Spice Girls photos in it. I bought so many packets of photos that I completed the album twice.
Have you still got the...
I sent in a photo of my bedroom to Smash Hits magazine because it was covered in Spice Girls posters, including the ceiling.
What did you stick them up with? Spunk.
Oh, my goodness! Mark, it's the afternoon!
Depends where they're listening.
Well, right, so one more story, then it's the song. Go.
it's not really that. I don't know, you might be
What's
worried
that
about
headline?
This one.
Squeeze an onion.
Squeeze an onion.
What is it?
They're a bit worried there's a potato shortage and there might be less crisps. How do you feel about less crisps?
This is Bring It On by Deep Valley.
I'm coming to the brink. I guess we'll see if I'll keep it all together now. Don't think you've got the upper hand, 'cause I got no time for lines drawn in the sand. Bring it on.
Presents
Nick Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's fan club.
Speed is one of the all-time greatest blockbusters, and I'm saying this as a fan of Keanu Reeves without even liking the Matrix movies.
Yeah, but also he got a lot of flack, didn't he, for Francis Ford Coppola's Bram Stoker's Dracula, because everyone said he can't do the accent. There's a bit of the start where he says, like, as the carriage turned the corner, the sky became red like a raging inferno.
Who knows what a Transylvania accent sounds like? It's double standard, isn't it? Keanu Reeves is just sort of like some sort of punching bag. You know?
Oh, yeah, totally.
And you just go, no, leave him alone. He's a lovely, lovely man, and I will defend him till my death.
Every Friday,
Nick Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club.
From 12 p.m.
to our radio.
Check it out.
Check it out now.
So, it's time for the weather with our special guest, exciting comedian Ed Knight. Hello, Ed.
Hello, how you doing, boys? You alright?
I'm good, not bad.
Hello, mate.
How you doing?
Good.
So we're both very well, and obviously we know that you've phoned in because you want to talk to us. That's all it really is. But it just so happens that you're doing the Edinburgh Comedy Festival.
Yes, indeed. In fact, I'm on the way to CEX to sell my phone so I can afford it right now.
You're doing what?
I've got to see. I'm on a bus to CEX. So I have to sell my phone.
I don't know what you just said.
To see what?
Hello?
To see what?
CEX. CEX, you know the shop, CEX.
Oh, you're selling some stuff?
Yeah, I'm selling my farm for Edinburgh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So it's good you called me now before I went there.
That's not true.
It is, yeah. You might have to speak up because I'm on the bus.
Oh, that's amazing.
You're on the bus? Brilliant.
Yeah, I'm on the bus.
You'll have to speak up. Yeah. you're on the bus. I remember when I got the mega bus up to Edinburgh for £1.
Yeah, I'm not on the way to Edinburgh now.
No, I know you're not. No, but but I just remember like being hard up for cash and having to go up to Edinburgh for a quid. And this is what happened. This is why I remember it. The bus stopped at Newcastle for a break, and it's the first time I'd ever been at Newcastle. And I looked out the bus window, and there was a blind guy outside a bar. And the blind guy went to sit down, and the bloke pulled back his chair, so the blind man fell on the ground.
Are you joking?
No, of course I'm not joking.
That's hilarious.
Awful
I mean,
place.
I mean, awful.
Oh my god, absolutely horrible. Yeah.
So, what phone are you selling?
I'm selling my old mobile phone.
I assume that. I didn't think you were going to sell your house phone. You're not going to get much for that.
What? I'm selling a copper wire from my house.
It's an old phone, right?
Yeah, it's an iPhone 6. I've just got my upgrade, so I'm going to.
How much reckon you're going to get for that?
I don't know. I don't know if they take store credit at the Edinburgh Fringe, but.
Are you going to like haggle? Are you going to haggle with him?
Oh yeah, you got to haggle.
Do you? Is that what you do at that shop?
Yeah, my mate's little brother works in a CEX. I'm going to see if he can get me a good price.
Ah, this is brilliant. Wow. I remember me and my friend used to. What did we used to do? We used to take our videos down to Video Star. Do you remember Video Star?
Oh yeah.
He's young, isn't he? Yeah, it's basically CEX, and we'd take our videos down, and so that
do
we
you trade, or do you get money?
Money.
Most of them do the trade. Like you get a new film for about 8 old films.
Yeah.
Do you not do that?
That's not really a good exchange rate for films.
No, it wasn't. No. It wasn't good. We were getting mugged off. That's how they made their money, by mugging off children.
Yeah.
So, I have a quick question for you, actually.
Works, that, they're still around, aren't they?
Are they? They're GameStar now.
Are they? What's GameStar?
Oh, my God. Okay, right, moving on. Ed,
sorry, what's the question?
Ed is a young comedian. I'm looking at your, like, sort of blurb stuff. And I didn't realise this, that your last show was called Anthem for Doomed Youth.
Yes,
that's the name of the Libertines album.
But I named it after the Wilfred Owen poem.
Okay. Oh, right.
I thought it would be quite funny to compare my show about using Tinder and living with my granddad to a piece of art about the horrors of industrial warfare.
Nice.
Yeah, but then my agent was like, so what's the Wilfred Owen angle? And I was like, there isn't one. I had to try and argue that 0-hour contracts were as bad as the Somme. It didn't really work very well.
So great reviews for last year. You were nominated for the main award. And so this year, genuine question that I'm wondering, I can't really remember my own sort of psychological state going up to the festival of all the pressure.
Yeah.
Have you just gotten off the bus?
Yeah.
Cheers.
It's like a classic punch on the joke.
Yeah, sorry. Psychological pressure, yeah.
Do you think about winning the main award? So you've been nominated for the newcomer. Now you're eligible for the main award. And does that play on your mind?
No, I feel like there's an expectation, but I'm not very good at living up to it. I think the best way, what I did last year was I think it's dog shit when people say you can't think about it, because obviously you're going to think about it. But I think you've got to keep it in mind in the same way that you keep in mind the fact that you're like 8 millionth in line to the throne, you know?
Yes.
It could happen.
Like Danny Dyer.
Yeah, like Danny Dyer, yeah. What I'm doing is I'm writing the show as if I was Danny Dyer. But yeah, there's kind of a pressure. I just want the show to be as good as last year. Hopefully it's on the way, yeah.
For me, my experience was that, like, it didn't really play my mind. I never considered myself to be one of those sorts of comedians that would be nominated for an Edinburgh Award. And then when I did... being nominated, it was one of the sort of happiest moments of my life. But then when you don't get nominated, even if you don't care about it, which I don't, despite saying that it was one of my best moments, like, yes, that felt amazing, but you don't turn up next year going, you know, I hope I get nominated again.
It's a double now.
On the day, I just everyone sort of feels like shit. Like, when they've not been nominated, even though it wasn't on my mind, you just sort of, I don't know, you've missed out on, like, a nice feeling, or you've missed out on being appreciated on that day.
I feel lucky because I got to experience that my first year of doing an hour.
Amazing,
so now I don't really, I've kind of had my turn now, but I had a lot of people who still joke about, but you know, if someone jokes a bit too seriously about the fact that they didn't get nominated for any of the awards.
Yes.
And you're just setting yourself up for a bad time if you go up there so single-mindedly. So I've got, like, my dad is a big, my dad loves Christmas. And every year he has to try not to hype up Christmas to the extent where it can't possibly live up to his expectations.
And great, so he loves Christmas.
That is
yeah,
so funny.
Big fan of Christmas. But if you're going up to Edinburgh and you're going, I've got to get nominated for the award, when you obviously don't, because the odds are like insanely small,
yes,
and it's a very fickle industry anyway, you're imposing needless consequences on yourself when you could just be having a good time.
Exactly. So this show's called, well, I have to be quick because I've got to get the weather off.
Go ahead, yeah. Okay,
we haven't got much time. What do you want to answer? It's up to you. We've got two questions you can answer.
Right.
You can either tell me what an aesthetic is about, as in the show title, what this show, does it mean anything? Is it going to be about something? Or another question, which is...
What's the worst thing you've ever been threatened with?
The worst thing I've ever been threatened with.
Yeah.
A box cutter. Someone
a
in a when I was like a Stanley knife when I was.
Oh my god!
Like when I was 17, me and my friends were smoking weed in the park,
Oh, some of the naughty grass, lovely.
Yeah. Some of the old electric parsley. Thank you. we walked out of the park and my mate said hello to this passerby. He was wearing a three-piece suit and holding a bunch of flowers, and he pulled out a box cutter and held it against my ribs, and he was like, you don't fucking say hello to people you don't know. And I was like, well, I didn't, it was him, you should, you know, you'd be threatening him. But I was just trying to figure out his story for the whole time.
Oh my god.
Maybe he was late for a date at the box cutting factory. I don't know.
Right, Ed, I'm glad you went to answer that.
Thank you.
So tell us the weather wherever you are, and then I want to ask you about your choice of song that you decided to go out of the show with. So weather, right, cool. Wherever you are.
I'm in Streatham and it's much cooler now I've got off the bus.
Lovely.
It's still quite hot.
So, people, should we still be wearing T-shirts in Streatham, or is it jackets?
Yeah, T-shirt time. Definitely T-shirt time.
T-shirt.
Like Riviera,
T-shirt
mate.
Time.
Lovely. T-shirt time in Streatham with Ed Knight. And Ed, your choice of song is Snooker Loopy by Chaz and Dave. Why have you gone for this?
Because it's my Tinder anthem.
Tinder anthem?
Yeah, you put a song on your Tinder, and mine is Snooker Loopy by Chaz and Dave.
Oh,
it's also my karaoke song.
Lovely. So, hang on, explain this to me. I'm 32, I've been in a relationship for a while. So, someone goes on Tinder, and when they go on your Tinder, does it play your song?
Yeah, you can, like, see what someone's put as their song to represent them.
Ah, right.
Mine is a Chaz and Dave song about a dead sport, which I think aptly represents me.
Lovely. Okay, thank you, Ed. Thank you for coming up on the show.
Cheers,
good luck
guys.
With the Edinburgh show, and I'll see you up there.
Yeah, I'll see you out there,
mate. See you out there, guys. Have a good one.
Ta-da.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Lovely, funny.
Very nice boy.
Young. Great.
Yeah.
Comedian, Ed Knight. Check him out. Look out for him. So, that's it, really. You've been listening to News-ish with me, of course, Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons. Please rate us, RT, all that stuff. Leave comments.
And
carry us
them out.
On your shoulders around the streets, chanting, "You are the best people." And also check out our sister show, The Filmish Show. Yeah. Anything else, Mark?
No, that's
okay,
good.
Okay, fine. Anyway,
enjoy the weather, everyone. Good luck, England.
Loopy, Chaz and Dave.
England.
Three lines.
Skills with a snooker pool. for them long shots he never ever got. Why the old mind boggles, but nowadays he costs a lot.
Cause I wear these goggles.
Luca Loopy, that's all we. Me and him and them and me. We'll show you what we can do with a load of balls and a snooker cue. Pop the red set, screw back for the yellow, green, brown, blue, pink and black. Snooker Loopy, that's all we. We're all Snooker Loopy. Was born in a gap in the valleys of the land of song. And as the Red Sea puts to bed, he likes to sing along. If I win, he says, with a grin, you can only help me con it. I'll celebrate a buy number eight.
Hair brushes for me bonnet.
But old Willie Fong, his hair's all gone and his mates all take the rise. His opponent said, cover up his head, cause he's shining in my eyes. When the light shines down,
perhaps I ought to chalk it.
Snooker Loopy, that's all we. Me